Kid that comes from a paro, from an animal that has the mali gerim mafisi parasom, letech asli nalari to kid, because maybe you don't care about the mother, but you go boss to the kid. If the kid does not have some money, the kid is also to eat. So how do we know to say no, go boss to the mother? So Mar says, the maskana is, tamle, when the pasuk says, goma tomehu, that the camel is tomei, so it, and says who, so it ashen who tomei, v'yein tomei hanolid minator tomei. Only a regular, genuine gomel. And Rashi says, usually a gomel comes from a camel also. Usually the mother is a camel and the kid is a camel. Such a camel is also, that's the plastic, Tommy you, such a camel is also to eat. Mashmelo, but if you have a camel, that's nolad min ator from a poro, and then it'll be mutta to eat. That's the drosha. If you ain't Tommy, nolad min ator, Tommy, el ator remains tor. Therefore, gomel who? Gomel Tommy was back to Megala. What does the pasuk mean? That loytoicha mimalei hagerim mafrisi aparsom, that you go after the mother. But there's such a klal hayoytza min atomei. Tomei, but yoytza min ator is to her. Now Rabbi Shimon says, gomel shnei pom. The pasuk says, gomel two times. See dashins, echot gomel hanulud min agamlo, a camel that was born from a camel. The echad gomel hanulim in a poro. Even a camel that came out of a poro, still it's also. So Rabbi Shimon argues in our Mishnah, Shimon holds that the payment itself has to have its own simoni taira. If it comes out of the poro, it's not enough. We don't say a yotzim in a Torah store, but rather if the payment itself has simoni taira, it remains a camel, it remains also bachila. Now the Gemara says, Rabbon, let's say Rabbon of our Mishnah, Hi Gomel Gomel Mayovedle. What do they do with these two words, Gomel Gomel? So my answer is Chad Les Ratz. They wanted to teach us that the camel itself is treif and not allowed to eat it. The Chad Leser Cholboy. The one is Taser, it's Cholov, it's milk. That the milk that comes out of a camel is also Asatit. And we'll soon see what the Chiddush is. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, Leser Cholboy Minole. How does he know that they're not allowed to drink the milk that comes out of a camel? So where it says Nafkli learns it out, may es hagomel. It says es hagomel. Means the rabbis, even its milk is also wasser to drink. For rabbanim, what do rabbanim do with this? Like, what do they have to have the word extra word gomel for this? Learn out from es hagomel. So where it says rabbanim holds es in loy dashi. They don't dash in the word es. And like we learned in this Katani, we learned that Shimon ham suni hayaderus called es the es of Shabbat Torah. At the beginning, you used to dash, and every time a Torah says the word es, it's like an extra word, and because of that, it's what was there for a drosha. So he used to dash, and every time the Torah says the word es. But kivon shigiyah, once it came to the pasuk of li es Hashem lekecha tirom sapirish, here he like was pirish. He separated himself. He stopped from all the drushas that he made. He like retracted, because he saw here what could you darshan? But here it's a mitzvah to have yira es Hashem. So what's the es? What could it be marvel? Like what else he's supposed to have yira? Like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you saw here from the word it says es Hashem lekecha does not mean any extra drasha. That's just the normal way of speaking. There's always his pirish, you tracked it from all the drushas all the times. He made a drasha from the word es. So omrulay tamidus, the tamidim said back to Shimon Hamsuni, Rebbe, kol esin shedarashto matay aleim. All the yesin that you made a drasha on, what's going to be with them? Like you made so many drushas, how can you take them all back? Omrulay said yes. Kishem shekabalti yischav ala drisha l'seim, I received reward for dashing it, for saying pshan d'psukim yishino kachani mekabu yischav ala prisha, the same way I received reward from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the prisha, for the fact I retract. That's also Torah. He's learning Torah l'shmo, and if a seichel now tells him not to dashin, that's the emes. Yes, the emes is not to dashin, so that's his limit of Torah now. So for this also receive reward. So there's no cash like what's going to be with them. That's all part of limit of Torah. The Gemara says, though, at Shebor Mekiva and Torah Mekiva came. The Levite, he came and taught us, yes, what does the word Es Hashem Lekecha mean? As Hashem Lekecha Tira, you know what the word Es means, and therefore it's Russia. And what does it come, the rabbis? Is the rabbis, Tamil Chacham, it comes to be Marba, a Talmud Chacham. The Talmud Chacham also, you have to have Yira, just like you have to have Yira from Hashem, you have to have Yira from a Talmud Chacham. So the kids, both of them, either need a pasuk to say that the milk of a camel is awesome, and now Rabban holds from the word gomel gomel, and Reb Shimon holds from the word es ha gomel from the word es he dashins. The rabbi says acholof. And now the Gemara asks the question. Oh, Malay, Rav Acha Bray, the Rav of the Rav Ashi, Ela Meyatir, so, time of the Rabbonim, Gomo Gomo, like, what's the reason why the Rabbonim hold the milk of a camel is also for an extra word, Gomo? For Rav Shimon, from the extra word, Me'esa Gomo, Mashmini Psukim. Halafach, without the Psukim, Havimin, I would have thought to say, Chol of the Behemoth Tamei is Shari, that the milk that comes out of the Behemoth Tamei is Mutatit. So the question is why? Maishino. Why is the difference? What's the Havimin to say that the milk should be Mutta? Maishino, we heard the time of this that we learned. We learned the Pasuk says, Hatumeyim, says the Pasuk, Pashvid by Shirotzim, it says an extra hey, Hatumeyim, so we dashin, Lesa Tzirim, that not only is the Sharetz itself also, but even the Tzir, the fat that comes out of it, the juice that comes out of it. Here Rashi says it means Shuman Adag, Mashvid Ashin by fish. So he said the drosh is not by fish, the drosh is off by shrotzim, but our koponim tzira means the juice that comes out of the animal is also the right fun, when you cook it up, the gravy that comes out of it, that's also also. The kefir shalhem, that means the jelled stuff on the bottom of the pot. Like on the bottom of the pot, after you cooked up the meat, there's small particles of meat there with the onions you cook there. So that's also also. So, what do you see? That not only the bosa, the meat of the sheretz itself is also, but whatever comes out of the sheretz is also also. See, also, once the camel is also bachila, we should know from this pasuk hatunayim that the milk that comes out of it is also bachila. So why do I have to have a new pasuk goma gomalo with the word s? Learn it out from this drosh of hatunayim. So Mar says, no, it's right. No, still I need a new pasuk by cholof. Because otherwise, salka daita chamina, I would have thought to say, let's see, even by a behemoth Torah, that you're allowed to eat its milk is also a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Because without the chiddush hakro, we'll soon see where do we know you're allowed to drink milk. But without that chiddush, I would have thought to say that milk should also be also to drink. Why? The Yom HaMakos, we learned the Gemara needed, it says, Dam nekar v'nasa cholof. Like, you know how an Isha has milk, because Adam needs this, like, changes over and it comes into milk. So it comes by the behemoth also the same thing, that the dam of the behemoth changes over to become milk. So really in Svar, I should have said milk is like dam, and just like it's also to drink blood, it should be also to drink milk also. Elamai, what will soon see later, there's a chiddush, you'll have to drink milk. If so, the chiv on the chiddush, since it's a chiddush, you'll have to drink milk. So I would have thought to say, the behemoth to me an amulet story. Maybe you are in by a camel, by a behemoth tamei, maybe its milk is also mutter to drink, since it's a chiddush. So kamashmon, that's the chiddush of these two psukim, Mark Adisle, that know that the milk of a behemoth tamei is also to drink. It's only the milk of a behemoth Torah that you're allowed to drink. So Gemara said, let's see, this is the machlokes in the Gemara Nida. Honich leman diyom adam neka v'nasa cholov. That's good according to that man diyom that it says, how does the milk come out? Because the blood changed over to become milk. So in Svar, I should have said, milk should be yosa k'mashmat t'chidish. But, elu l'man d'yoma, evre misparkin hemeno, that the pshat is that when a lady gives birth, her evorim, like, separate, and later, after she gives birth, v'yei nashu chazer asaleum, her body doesn't come back into shape, it's expanded when she had the baby, and the body doesn't come back into shape, ad eskrim v'yabo chodesh, until 24 months, 2 years. So that's the reason why she doesn't see dam, but rather she sees milk. Not because the dam itself changes over to become into milk, but just the fact that Evorim, her body did not come back into shape. Like Yevreah, Ms. Parkin, what she says, Machmas lady, because of the giving birth, her body expanded like. V'yenavshim, means Rashi Zayin Doma, her blood does not come back to normal path, ad esrim v'yabochers, to 24 months. Well, the figure therefore, Manika, anywhere dam, that's the reason why when she nurses she doesn't see blood. For lav mishum, not because the dam is not the cholov. And so, keep on the loy mach mizdam, causes a drashi, lav chidishum. It's all about for the first kasha then. Before there's no chidish, pshit, you let it drink milk. So the question is, what do I need a new pasuk to say? That the milk of a camel is also to drink, pshit the strength from the pasuk katumayim. Samara says, yes, istrich, no, still we need these extra psukim. Because without these pasuk of the gobel gobel or es, salka daita chamidich, I would have thought to say, Ho yovaleka midi tiyosim yichayim. There's nothing that comes out of a chayim, behemoth that's alive, v'sharya, and you're allowed to eat it. As we know, there's nista eva min achay. If a limb comes off in a bal chay, it's also to eat it. V'sharya rachmona. But v'ay chol of this milk, ki eva min achayu, really milk should also be considered like eva min achay. Milk comes out from achay, from a live behema, from a live isham, so milk should be yosot heat, it should be having this eva min achay on it. And still v'shari, and we know you're allowed to drink milk. And so therefore, I feel a behema t'mei l'shtari, I would have thought it's smart to say, since like it's a chiddushu that you're allowed to drink milk, so I would have thought the chiddush tells me even by behemoth to may also you could drink its milk, even though it's neva menachai. Kamash v'lo no, that only the milk of a behemoth tovri you allowed to eat, not the milk of a behemoth to may. So the lashon of our gemara here, I would have thought to say that the cholov is like eva menachai. In other words, the achronim talk about this. What exactly is this lashon of eva menachai? We know to have this eva menachai has to have a shem lim. A limb has to be made of from a bone, a vein, and some milk, and some meat. And here, l'chura, the milk, it has no bone, has no vein, has no meat to it. So what's the tata said that the milk that comes out of a chai should be also the din of eva min a chai? Some achronim learned that the pshat is the shivinissa of tziron. That's like we had before, that the tzir, hayyotza min atam is tamei, here also the tzir that comes out of the body should also be yosa. But that he has a question. Also, the chur of a behemoth to her, though, it was not also, though. Bishas was inside, there was no istachal upon it yet. So why, when it comes out, is it called yetzei? So the learned the pshat is, has loch, ye like bosor, shaboy. Without the chidish akura, what is what to say, the milk has been like the bosor. Just like the bosor of a chai is also teeth, who had did the milk is also teeth. But Kopon, the Gemara says, I would have thought to say that the milk that comes out from the behemoth is also. Kamash from the chidish akura that it's mutter. So I would have thought that even my behemoth tamei also, kamash from the psukim of gomel gomel and SS, that no, the answer is only by behemoth tairo and not by behemoth tamei. So now the Gemara says, the chol of the behemoth tairo, minol of the shari, if so, if you have a straw to say that milk should be also, it's like the meat. Alright, turn over, you know. So again, the Gemara is, the chol of the behemoth tori minol and the shori. How do you know that it's mutter to drink milk? If you have a sweat that said that it should be yos like eva min achai, how do we know to say that by behemoth tori we're allowed to drink the milk? And then, if you want to tell me midiyos rachmon a bosa becholov, we see in the Torah there's an issur bosa becholov. Mashma hol the chud the shori. You can't eat it cooked together. The mash each one separate we're allowed to eat. Because if you're not allowed to eat milk, so what's the chiddush of bosa becholov? It's also because of the milk. Samar says no. The yehima chol of luchudi yasa bechila. No, after milk alone, maybe it's only yasa teat. Or muta ba no, but you have no from an enjoyment, you could sell it. But now, if you cook up a bosa becholov, ba no nami yasa. Maybe that's the chiddush of bosa becholov. That not only is it yasa bechila, but even yasa ba no, you can't sell it now. Maybe that's the chiddush. Samar says good, but ul Rav Shimon comes Rav Shimon shita. Tishori ba no, Rav Shimon holds no that bosa becholov is muta ba no. If so, what's the chiddush? So it's also, if you want to tell me milk is also, it's also anyway. It's more so no, it's still a chiddush. Mishkata slola milki al bishulei. Could be the chiddush of the pasuk is that when you cook up milk and meat together, you get malka just for the cooking. True, milk is also anyway. And even when you cook it up, there's no lewis that's only also machmas the milk shaboy. But the chiddush of basa b'cholov is that the pasuk says, loy savasha gdi b'cholov imi, I want to cook it up. Maybe the issue is the cooking of it, that's the chiddush. So what's the proof that milk is mutter? So truth, milk is no proof. So whatever rather the proof is, midigoli rachmon of psuli amagdashim. The Torah says by psuli amagdashim, it means you had a korban that became a balmum, and then you redeemed it, so it goes out lechulin, but it still has certain dinam on it. And with darshim tizbach, means you're allowed to shecht it and eat the milk, and eat the meat, but v'lei giza, you're not allowed to share off the wool, you can't have enough for sharing off the wool. Vosu vidarshin, meaning to say, you can eat the meat, but v'loi cholov, you're not allowed to milk it, you can't drink the milk of the sula amigdashim. So mashman, there's a new issa not to drink the milk of this type of a behemoth that was once a korvim. The kedusha is still on it. Mashmo ha-dechul, the regular behemoth that never had shekels, the kedusha, surely you are allowed to drink the milk. Because if you're allowed to drink any milk, so what's the chiddush of sula amigdashim? So Mashman says, no, again, maybe the chiddush here is v'yema, I'll tell you like this. The chulin regular milk, true it's also achila. You're not allowed to eat it, maybe. But I tell you, the shari by no, but it's mutter to have no from it. You can sell it to a guy. But the kaddishim, the chiddush of him is by the tzula mikdashim. They are not nami yos, but the chiddush here is that even also by no. So again, you have no proof of this pasuk that regular milk is mutter. And the pasuk is this. The fifth, the pasuk says in Mishlei that says the day chalei vizim to not the milk of the goats. Lachmcho lelechem beitecho, vechayim lanar beitecho. Because mashmi, you could drink the milk of the goats, mashmut muta vachila. So Mora says, no, v'dumul ischer, maybe just saying, with this you can do business, you can sell it. Ela, rather, the prophet says, midechsiv, v'yefaser escharitzei hacholov. Rashi says, charitzei means gevinin, like pieces of cheese. Take it to the sar, or elef. But kopon and mashmi, you can take a teat. Mashmi, that cheese, milk, is muta teat. So Mora says, no, v'dum again l'schera. Meant to say, go take it and do business with it. So it says, Otto Dakis Shomachom Lischeris, Homo take it as Tar Elif, the general in charge in the war. In the war, you don't do business. In the war, is meant to eat. So here's the one proof at least that you're allowed to eat milk. Eat cheese, eat drink milk. If you boy said, if you want to give me another proof, even if you want to say no, he maybe you only means Lischerom, Meyoch, the Postal in Shmoy says, Eretz Zovas Cholabadvosh, that the Shvach of Eretz Yisrael is a land that has milk and honey. Now, vi loy dishori, if it wouldn't be that it's smooth you're allowed to drink milk, is mishtabach lon krob immediately chozi? Does it make any sense that to say a shvach about Eretz Yisrael, something you can eat, to start with something you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to drink? Vi boyisim, if you want some near posik in Yishayot that says, lechu shivru v'yichlu, or lechu shivru b'lekethu v'lemechir, yayin v'cholof, go buy like wine and milk, sure you can buy it to drink, mashmah clearly, milk is mutter. So the kids were coming out that milk of a behemoth Torah is mutter, but milk of a behemoth Tameh is also either from the word gomel, or else from the word esagomel. Now the Gemara says, Elo miyatis, so what you tell me you're dashing the word gomel, where according to the Rabbanu we're dashing that the milk is also. According to Rabbi Shimon we're dashing that even a pora that comes out of a gomel is also. So you see a dash in the word gomel is so. When the pasuk says shofen, aneves aneves, chazir, lahanu diyosid, it has also come for droshes. Rashi, like Rashi says, like shofen, my dash of already the body dashin. Just like by gomel Rashi before said was echad was b'teras kanim. What was in vayikra? The Yechua was in Mishneh Torah in Devarim. See, Dash is about the Torah said over twice. So the Torah says over these behemoths also twice. So what are you dashing over here? Like El Miata Shofen on Neves and Neves. Chazir Lahani Udiyasi. El Gemara said, look at the time like we learned. Lomo Nishna Bebehema. How come it says over the whole Pasha Behema again in Mishneh Torah? But when they have Yeshua, because it adds on this one extra behemoth with Yeshua. Rashi says, this is a berry, Yeshleish, Neshnega, Baim, Shleish, Adroy, so never didn't say the Mayikra. So that's why it repeats already all the behemoths in Devarim. The same thing with Vaifus. Why does the Torah repeat over again all the birds? Because they are raw. Because it says over the word raw. So the Chura, you see, it's not extra. The Torah says it over anyway. And so, Gomel, Namel, Lahok, Yudios, and the Chura, you shouldn't be able to make a drasha from Gomel either. Let's say the reason why the Torah wrote it over was for this reason. Samar says, no, if you could make a drasha of ad, it's put there for a drasha. It's only on the tzad, you have nothing to dash in, then you have a right to say, not to make extra, but that's the devil for the Torah to write all the behemoths over again because of the one extra behemoth that it is. Another more says, Torah Rabban, a word like this, Rochol Sheol Demin Eiz, if a sheep to give birth to a goat, or the Eiz Sheol Demin Rochol Ptur Min Abachayra, it's Potam Min Abachayra. What we have? But the Yemyeshba Miksas Demonim, but it has a little bit Simonim like the mother, then Chayevis, then there's Chaldin Bechor upon this Bechor, that you have to give it to the Kohen, and then the family of the Kohen can eat it the way it is now, because it's called it has a mum. Rabbi Shimon, says on this halacha, Achie Roishoi Beruba Demolimai. It's not enough Stama Miksas Demonim, the mamish Roishoi Beruba, the head and most of the body, has to look like the mother. Just a little bit it looks different. Then we say it's Chayevin Bechorah. But less than this, there's no din b'chor. Now the question is, the question like this. Liyachilo mi boirem shimin roishav rubai oiloi. They get to the heter achilo. There's a shimin we had before darshan's the posse gomagomo to say that a porom that gives birth to a camel, so the camel is also. It's also teat. But now we're coming on mashma, the Gemara holds us a svar pshuta, that if this camel has a little bit simonim like the porom, it would be mutabachila. Even Rav Shimon would agree it's mutabachila. Now the question is, how much is simonim? How much does it have to look like the mother? Just like Rav Shimon says by the Chorer, it has to be Reish of Rubai. Do you need the same thing also to give it a heter achila? That when is this camel mutter teat, even according to Rav Shimon, only when Reish of Rubai is like his mother, the Paro? That's the Shaila. That Iboilu li achila mi boi Rav Shimon Reish of Rubai, just like it is by the Chorer, by achila also. Oiloi, maybe no. Linyin b'chorik sugos. By the Pasha, b'chor it says, ach b'chor shor. So there we dashinat yehu shor b'chor v'shor. The mother and the kid both has to be a shor. Therefore, Hashem it says that either the kid looks like a rock, give birth to an aze, it's only chayvim b'chor if it has roish of rubai like the mother. Avol liachila, but negayat it hefter achila. Gomol hu diyomer rachmona diyosar. The Torah just said he can't eat a camel. Even though the camel comes out from a poro, still according to Rabbi Shimon, he can't eat it. But this camel, since it has maybe enough to have just a mixah simonim like the mother, heis ho ishtani mi gomel. Here though, it's a little bit different than a gomel, since it has at least mixah simonim. Maybe shapadom is enough, or dumolashim, maybe there's no difference. That's our shayla. According to Rabbi Shimon, to give this camel a heta bachila, if it comes out of a poro, how much simonim does it have to have like its mother? Is it enough mixa simonim, or does it need, just like the Bechor, Roshoi Verubai? Alright, we'll stop here.